is Ocean Way Estates regarding the additional correspondence received.
This one's on the agenda for basically the limited purpose of me passing out some additional correspondence that's been received. As the commission may recall, I think it was back in December of last year, this was considered by the commission. There was a request to seek some direction as to how to proceed with regard to certain gates that are in existence in the center of the subdivision. As you'll recall from the prior times this has come up, those gates are actually the subject of a pending case in the Court of Chancery because the gates weren't shown on the approved final site plans for the project. The applicant had sought some direction on how to proceed to get the gates in compliance with the site plans, and that was why we were here back in December. And the commission at that point said, well, submit a final site plan after you get all your agency approvals, and we'll consider the final site plan. Since then, there's been a bunch of correspondence that's been received, and just to make the commission aware of it, I just want to pass down copies of all those. And I'll just go over them real quick so that it's in the record what they are. There was a letter dated February 11, 2015, from Eric Howard, who represents a property owner in development, requesting that a public hearing be conducted on the issue of the gates. And all these letters are in this packet. There was a February 19, 2015 letter from Tim Willard, basically objecting to the contents of Mr. Howard's letter. There was a February 15th letter from me correcting information in Mr. Willard's letter, including the level of the approvals that were granted back in December. There was a March 5 letter from Mr. Willard enclosing Mr. Abbott's letter discussing what occurred in December. There was a March 6th letter from Rob Witzel to the commission, again requesting a full public hearing on the request from on behalf of a property owner. There was a March 9th, 2015 letter from Mr. Willard to the Court of Chancery explaining the procedural status of the matter. The Court of Chancery is on hold right now while we sort through all the things in here at the county level. And then there was a March 19 letter from Mr. Willard stating that the developer has met with the Millville Volunteer Fire Company and enclosed an outline of the conditions that must be met for approval of the gates by the Millville Volunteer Fire Company. And that letter also pointed out, and then also the Millville Volunteer Fire Company, that there still had to be approval from the state fire marshal before anything could happen. So, again, just wanted to bring all those items of correspondence to your attention because there has been some back and forth between Mr. Willard and his clients, which include the developer, and now we've got another party in the game, basically, who wants to have a public hearing. We can't take any action on it. If you wanted to discuss whether a public hearing is appropriate or not, we'd put it on another agenda for that discussion. But again, the purpose for today was just to get these into the light of day as part of the record with regard to all these letters.
This would be similar, like when we get somewhat similar receipt of plus comments that were indicating now that all of us on the commission, this is the first that I've seen of all.
It's a little bit different because, there's no, official opener closing of a record. At this stage, it's just administrative. So, because they deal with something that the commission is kind of ongoing and dealing with, we wanted to make you all aware of them all at one time in a public setting.
I believe that we should take the issue up as to whether or not there should be a public hearing. And we can't do that at this meeting, but I would suggest to you that it's worthy of discussion given the amount of interest and the amount of controversy that there is. We at least should consider it.
But the
no action needs to be taken today, or
right.
Should.
Right. There's no vote. There's no nothing. This is just to get this information. Do what?
At the December 11th meeting, it was basically a conceptual approval, and they had to submit a revised site plan showing the location of the gates.
Right.
We've not received that to date.
We can't act on it anyway.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, there's no.
I question Vince, should we just wait to put it on an agenda until we get that?
I would, yeah, because there's no point in bringing it back without that.
Wasn't part of that discussion that we would have to have approval from the fire marshal's office?
Yeah, all the agency approvals, but particularly the fire marshal's.
If we wait until we have the information and we put it back on the agenda, can't that discussion of having a public hearing or not take place at that time? I mean, we've done that.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, just.
Well, let's get all the information together, and then if we don't feel that it's appropriate to make a decision, and we just want to have a public hearing, then we can make that decision then.
Fine.
I mean, there's apparently a lot of interest and a lot of controversy, and I would be very reluctant to do anything without at least having all the information.
What gets the information to come to us? It hasn't came yet.
Well, I don't know. I think we're waiting for the applicant to furnish it. I don't know that we can compel them. If they never do it, it'll never come back. And I'm sure they'll do it. But
so what I'm hearing,
but then the problem still exists.
Well, I think what Mr. Wheatley is stating is that wait till the applicant, see if they get all their agency approvals first. If they get those, come back in with a revised final site plan. At that point, the commission can say, you know, we need to have a public hearing on this revised final site plan.
Or not.
But or not, yeah. Today's not the date to decide that.
In this, the way this was advertised on the agenda, which we approved a couple hours ago, was for the
just additional correspondence.
That's, of course, an issue as well.
Yeah.
Well, without the forum of a public hearing, we really can't solicit public input at large.
Well, and invariably, there are going to be questions. I mean, I don't want to debate the issue now, but it'll just let suffice to say that I agree with your comments.
Yeah.
So, anything else? Anything else for the good of the order? We don't need to take any action.
No, we don't need to. It's just information at this
point.
Okay. I would just add for the good of the order, just these discussions about sidewalks, I'm going to revisit that. We need to get standards in place on this.
Guys, we need an ordinance about that addresses sidewalks, because this is, I mean, we have two or three of these every time we meet.
At some point, we had a discussion before at this level and also at the county council level, and there were multiple opinions about, you know, what the ordinance should be or what the cutoff should be for sidewalks and that type of thing. At some point, there just needs to be a compromise on that and come up with a set
Agreed.
Of standards.
Yeah, and I think, and we can do that. I mean, it's our county council can or whoever needs to do it. So,
well, along those lines, maybe as part of that, not to dump any more workload on anyone, but it probably would be good for staff to be able to give us some information about sidewalks and how they're integrated into communities and the benefit of it. I know there's been some books published, obviously, on neighborhoods and on safe pedestrian travel. There's information out there.
We
it's
actually,
just, if we can have someone that can pull that together for us, that would help us in just saying, okay, if you got 25 homes, you got to have a sidewalk, or no, you don't have to until you get to 57, or some rational basis for it. Are saying,
and we had Andrew Dolby, Lawrence didn't. He looked at that back now. It's a year or two ago. I mean, we had a start on that.
That's why he quit.
We started on it. Yeah, about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and we didn't get anywhere as far as bringing up for discussion, workshop, whatever on sidewalks, like
right.
And we probably should. It would be. It would require an ordinance amendment to do it, because it should be in the ordinance rather than be a policy. That way we get away from the
all
issue
this.
We've had for the last year and a half on it and keep changing plans when they come in after they've already started.
You gotta have it or you don't.
And I know county engineering would like some standards, too, because when they look at their road profiles and cross-sections, they want to know what's supposed to be.
Again, if we have their input into it, then we have a basis for our recommendations in the form of whatever we're going to recommend the council in terms of an ordinance.
There you go.
Because ordinance originates from there, correct?
Well, I mean, you can. The commission can, too. Yeah.
We can start the process. Actually, we can start
the commission can recommend, and the council then decide whether to introduce it for a public hearing process.
Right, but.
The board's doing the same thing right now on a couple of issues that are questioned.
All right, here's the question then. What's the mechanism that triggers this process to begin, this investigating process? I was simply asking staff to do it.
That's something that we can look into, yeah.
The staff can look into it for you.
Staff, would you look into this for us, please?
You're talking, you're doing that, right?
Staff on the other end.
Welcome.
I'll leave it to Mr. Lang to delegate the responsibility, but anyway, that's what we need done.
I've got the stuff we did with Mr. Dolby. I'll start.
Okay. Anyone else have anything to go to the order?
Just a reminder that next Thursday, we have standard regular public hearing scheduled.
We do indeed.
Special.
That's right.
26th, we have a meeting at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, agreed.
Drink coffee.
All right then.
Drink plenty of coffee.
Indeed. We're adjourned. Peace.